gone into another Ulster final, and it's a great place to be for the Galloway club.
Definitely, yeah. Look, it's it wasn't something that we had planned on, or somewhere where we thought we'd see or we'd be in, you know, in the middle of the year. But we've learned a lot from performances and losses this year, and you know, happy to be in another Ulster final.
You had the win, you're back in the first half there, and you made good use of it. You sent over a few lovely scores there, Liam Raverty pulling the strings and yourself driving through and picking off a few points. So you're fairly comfortable by half-time.
Yeah, playing football at this time of year, you have to expect sort of a game of two halves every now and again, and that's certainly what that was. But yeah, look, happy enough to have had that wee comfort zone coming into the second half, because we really had a slack performance in the second half there, and I think we only got 1-2, so we'll have to address that.
And the Donegal men, they made a strong start to the second half, picked up a couple of points in the first minute or two, but then responded with the goal, and I suppose that maybe knocked the heart out of them a little bit.
Yeah, it was a bit against the run of play. They had plenty of energy coming out in the second half. They pressed us, we had no time on the ball. And as I say, that goal sort of gave us that wee bit of a comfort zone again. And they came back at us again the last 10 minutes, but thankfully we were able to hold out.
This is a settled Galloway team, playing together a lot through league and championship and now through Ulster. Everybody knows each other very well. There's some great support play, players funneling back, players up in support, and there seemed to be a sort of a natural understanding of what each of us is going to do.
Yeah, look, we know each other very well. We've come up through the youth ranks together. We're all in around a similar age, and you know, we trust each other on the ball, which is a big thing. So look, that hasn't always been there. It's developed as the year has went on, and thankfully it showed for a good part of the game today.
Most footballers in Tyrone are taking it easy now in the off season and putting their feet up and relaxing and maybe watching a bit of World Cup. But for yourselves, it's hard work. But I'm sure you're not too worried about that.
Not too worried. Really relishing this opportunity. You know, it doesn't come along too often, and there's plenty of bad days in football. You know, this time last year, we were in a relegation battle, so you know, we're definitely happy with where we are. And you know, another 2 weeks of hard work, to come.
You're in the final now. You were in the final 3 years ago, and it didn't end well for you. It was a disappointing night out in the Athletic Ground. You probably didn't do yourself justice. Give it another opportunity now. You're 3 years more experienced, and you'll give it a great shot.
Yeah, look, it's Monaghan opposition again. I've seen and heard about Corduff, and I know they're a serious outfit. They beat Mahara Clune, who had beat us a few years back. So, you know, we're expecting to come up against a serious opposition, and we'll give it a good rattle. But it'll be a big test.